Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, you know how much I love to be spontaneous.
Yeah, I hate it. It ruins my life constantly.
I know. But life is short. Live it up. That's my motto. Always has been. And yeah. It looks like Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker feel the same way. Who knew I had something in common? Mm-hmm. Because they just eloped in Vegas.
Yeah, it's officially almost official.
Yeah, it looks like Kravis couldn't wait, even for legal paperwork.
I mean, as two people who wrote affidavits on printer paper, we take legal paperwork very seriously. So
yes, as a citizen should.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Tuesday, April 5th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start right now.
Wow.
And that's the episode.
Beautiful. Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. And I am obsessed with quotes from When Harry Met Sally. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, I mean, they must have wanted the rest of their lives to start immediately because they eloped in Vegas, kind of. So there's not any official paperwork yet, but the two had a very late night wedding ceremony after attending the Grammys on Sunday.
Yeah, so they got pseudo hitched at the One Love Wedding Chapel late Monday around 1:30 a.m. They were obviously still dressed in their outfits from the Grammys, so they were both wearing black, no white wedding, which is very fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the real wedding is the same.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't suit them. And a source told TMZ it was important for them to have an Elvis impersonator officiate the wedding. So Elvis pronounced them man and wife.
Yeah. I mean, I see that on a lot of Pinterest wedding boards.
Oh.
Like, Elvis has to be the one that officiates. 100%.
Especially a last minute Elvis with like a mustache hanging off and he's just like running in all disheveled. That's what everyone wants.
Yeah. Well, I just got to say, the trend of doing something extreme after an awards ceremony, I'm on board.
Yeah.
And yet we didn't do what we were supposed to do after our awards ceremony.
What was that?
Tattoos.
Oh, well, we lost. So losers don't get tattoos. They don't deserve it.
Okay, well, tell that to everyone with a tattoo. So even though they had the ceremony, the marriage is not technically legal. Sources connected to them reported they had brought a marriage license to the chapel, but that the county records show they never actually filed for one.
Right. So One Love Chapel's policy is to not perform a ceremony without a marriage license, because we all know Vegas wedding chapels got to be on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what they are.
That's what Vegas is for.
Yes. So it was originally reported that they did bring one with them, but it seems like the owner, Marty Frierson, best Vegas name of all time, must have made an exception. And a Kardashian insider told Page Six they had a ceremony, but it's not legal on paper yet.
I mean, Marty's no fool.
No.
It's like a Kardashian comes into his chapel. He doesn't care what they have. That kind of press, forget about it.
Yeah, he's like, I don't usually do this, but for some millionaires, I'm going to do it. But if you open your mouth, you walk out that door, this Elvis here, he shoots you right in the back.
I assume that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like you were there.
Yeah.
So their marriage has to be made legally legit, but Courtney and Travis clearly had a good time fake tying the knot. So our new best friend, Marty, from One Love Wedding Chapel, has spilled all the details. Took literally no time to leak like a sieve. He spoke to people about the wedding, saying that Travis first called to see if the chapel was still open, but he didn't know who they were until they pulled up.
Yeah, so Marty says, I advertised as 24 hours, but they wanted to make sure I was still there. They paid and they requested Elvis Presley. That was mandatory. Marty says he called them back 5 minutes later to let them know he had an Elvis. And he says they came shortly after the call. And Travis also requested no photos or video during the wedding, but they did bring their own private photographer, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And Marty says the whole ceremony lasted about 30 minutes. And he says they came, got married, tossed the bouquet in the driveway, and danced to Elvis. They showed a lot of love and had a lot of fun. Who is she throwing the bouquet to? Marty's wife?
To Elvis.
Duh.
Elvis is... He's like, I spent all this time at this chapel and I never am the one that gets to be the bride.
I heard he ripped off his wig and it was Scott Disick.
Okay.
The whole time. That's why it's not legal. He burned
really
the paperwork.
They're like, Elvis, what is that match doing so close to our paperwork?
Or he gave it to one of his girlfriends to hide in her binder. Her trapper keeper.
Yeah, on our way to biology. Even though it's not official yet, a Vegas wedding officiated by Elvis is definitely, I feel like, a very classic Travis move.
Yes.
I mean, ever since they got together at the start of 2021, they have truly been keeping us on our toes with their romance.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this many times. Mm-hmm. Travis and Courtney were longtime friends before they dated, and fans noticed them starting to look cozier than usual. They made their relationship Instagram official in February. And then, of course, we saw PDA being completely redefined all over the world. They were making out all over Italy and Cabo, everywhere, cars, streets. There's no place they weren't making out.
Bat mitzvahs.
Yep. And considering how intense their romance was, it wasn't a surprise at all when Travis popped the question to Courtney back in October of last year.
Mm-hmm. So he asked Courtney to marry him while they were at the Rosewood Miramar Beach. As we all probably remember, there was a big heart made of red roses. There were white candles. He classically, of course, got down on one knee. Mm-hmm. And although the proposal wasn't apparently a complete surprise for Courtney because she probably saw the camera crew, Travis did already tell her family he was planning to propose, obviously. You don't anything without Kris Jenner's approval.
Right. And you got those pictures that had Scott in the background.
Right, of course.
You shot those.
Yeah,
you got
like,
those. Yeah.
Security was very lax.
Everyone was there. Brooke, Scott.
Yep. So even though it doesn't seem like there was a production crew at the wedding, sources did tell TMZ that there will be several other celebrations with lots of fanfare. So I'm obviously assuming we can expect something for the show.
Is it me or does it feel like they're working so hard? And I don't mean it in the terms of like Kim's infamous quote, but like I feel like every single day one or more Kardashians is in the news for something.
Of course. Well, I mean, they produce this show as one reviewer said. So, I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They got to get that info out.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Kris Jenner is not a terrible producer. Like, she, you know, she lets us say what we want here, which I appreciate.
Love it.
I don't like the gun to my head, but what can you do?
Yeah, it works.
So it's possible that Kravis didn't make their love legal yet because they have to work on that prenup. Individually, they're worth, I can't say what I want to say to describe this, an F ton of money. So they've each got to protect their assets, obviously, before getting hitched.
Yeah, I hate that Chris won't let us say the F word. That's like the one complaint.
I know, because she says it all the time.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Like, every morning she's like waking me up like, get your effing ass out of bed and effing work. And it's like, Chris, it's 9 a.m.
Your adopted sister Kimmy has been on the farm since 4 a.m. So Courtney is reportedly worth around $65 million, so she's clearly the laziest sister. We all know that.
I know. 65, God. Jesus.
And Travis is worth around $50 million. And sources told TMZ they've already started working on a prenup, but nothing has been signed yet. Mm-hmm. Most likely the prenup will be handled similarly to Kim and Kanye's, which means everything is kept separate during the marriage.
Yeah.
Which, if it goes south, I'm sure Travis will maybe handle it better than Kanye. Just
a prediction. That's a safe bet. So they obviously have to work out the money stuff, but it does seem like they are really looking forward to moving forward. Mm-hmm. So they've had their fun Vegas wedding, but they've also been pretty open about wanting to have children together.
Yeah, Courtney's pregnant right now. There's no way she's not.
We can't say that.
Well, I'm just speculating. I'm not basing it on her body or anything.
Oh,
because
every,
like,
picture that's posted, people are like, she's pregnant, she's pregnant.
Yeah,
it's like,
no,
oh my God.
Stop talking about people's bodies. I just mean, there's no way these two aren't having a child already. Like, come on, eloping in Vegas?
Mm. But it's also like, well, I'm like, she doesn't care about being married before having kids.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's what we can't say.
She has three kids.
I'm just kidding. I know. So in a trailer, there's been many trailers for their new Hulu show, The Kardashians. Courtney does talk about them beginning their journey to have a child. Mm-hmm. And she says, Travis and I want to have a baby. Then it shows Courtney going to a doctor's appointment. And then there's another shot of her lying down during a doctor's visit. And Travis is like holding her hand. They very obviously wanted us to think this was like she's getting a sonogram. Right? Like, I'm sure he's not there for her to get, like, a strep throat test. Like, come on. Like,
a pap smear?
That would be amazing, though, if he went with her to all of her doctor's appointments and holds her hand like that. I want that to be real.
That would truly be insane. They were like, all right, so we're going to talk about your skincare now. Travis is like, I love her. I love her.
I love her so much.
I want her skin smooth as I kiss it and her tongue even smoother.
Whoa.
Ah! They're always kissing each other's tongues or licking each other's tongues.
Yeah, it's enough. I've had enough of it. We're not in high school. Stop it.
Yeah, I don't know. Of course, now the question is, like, was this Vegas wedding a stunt? Or are they just so excited they couldn't wait to profess their love at the altar?
You know, I don't think Courtney is the sister who's doing stunts. You know, okay. She doesn't care, I don't think. Like, she's not, I feel like Courtney just has a new lease on life. She's with Travis. She's living it up. She's a rock star wife. She's like, God. If I never had to see this reality show again, I'd be fine. I truly don't care about the press. Like, I think that's Courtney's mentality. So I don't.
Okay, I agree to an extent, but for someone who made such a hullabaloo at the end of the at the end of their E! Show about I don't want to be doing this anymore, and yet she signed on to do the Hulu one. It's like,
yes,
are you really that upset about it? And her definition of work is just going to the doctor's appointment and having that being filmed.
I know. Well, she quit the show, and then she found out to make money she had to get off her ass and work, and she's like, no, fine, I'll do the show. 100%.
Oh, okay, shit. Chris is saying wrap it up and stop talking about her. So from Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Give me that hot goss. Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.